Hello, you're listening to Geek and a Pot of Tea Podcast, Episode 1, Season 1. Today we're going to be talking about worst intros on YouTube by watching MrBeast6000 video. Shout out to him. And yeah, so let's get this show on the road. Hello, you lovely people. How are you doing? In this episode, we will be talking about bad intros on YouTube and stuff like that, you know. Welcome to episode 2, season 1. Now, this time, we're talking about bad intros on YouTube. Now, of course, I have to start out by telling you what tea I'm having today. Of course, I am having a nice chai tea. I don't know if it's really that nice because, you know, sometimes chai tea has a weird flavor. I like chai tea. It's just I used to love like chai tea. Now I'm more of a different kind of tea person, you know. I don't like love chai tea. It's just, you know, a thing I drink every once in a while. That's pretty good. And my personal story this time is not something that happened recently, but happened a while ago. Now, back in back when I went on vacation once. I went on vacation in, like, in August of this year. And this year, when we went on vacation in August, we're there, you know, we're just like, it's the last day we're gonna be there, I think. Like, yeah, it was about the last day we're gonna be there. We're driving into town because the cabin that we were staying at was a while away from, the town of where we were staying at. We were staying in, like, Lake Chelan, Washington. So, you know, it was a little ways off. So, we're like, in town, going around the shops and stuff. Just looking at stuff, you know. Looking at stuff, going to the shops. Doing all that, getting food, you know. And when we got there, we went to this art festival. And there were a whole bunch of gigantic planes coming, lifting up water, and dropping it on this fire that was on this hill that had come from the morning before when there was a whole, like, a big lightning storm. Now, when we saw it, it was not that big. So we're walking around, we go into this one shop, and they had, like, this cool smog staff kind of thing. And I don't, like, it was really cool, and it was a wood shot. I don't remember what it was called or anything, but while we were in there, the wind started picking up, and the whole sky just turns into, like, a big gray mess, and you can just see the fire. It's like a propane grill, kind of. So, we're sitting there, we're watching it, and we're like, whoa. So, then we're about to leave, and there's a whole thing about third stage evacuation, which means that, like, there's, like, three stages, and, the first one's like, pack up your stuff, be ready to leave. I know, it's like, be on watch. Second one is, pack up your stuff, be ready to leave at moment's notice. And third one is, you need to get out of there now. At the time, like, a lot of those places were going into third stage evacuation. We're driving back, and on the way back, we just see, oh, there's a fire there. Oh my gosh, there's a fire there. Oh my gosh, there's a fire there. There's fires everywhere. So, we're just there for a little while. It's like 5 or something. And the power goes out. The water isn't working. All this stuff. Like, and we're like, oh my gosh. So then we're like, wait, should we evacuate? And we asked, like, the person who owned the place, you know, just if we should evacuate. And she said that the sheriff should have already came around and said that we needed to evacuate. And it was like, whoa, it's the first time I think any of us in there had ever had to be evacuated. It was just crazy. I just could not believe it. It was like, whoa. So on the way to see this whole bunch of fire trucks dealing with this wood fire coming from the state park, and I think it totally demolished the state park, but I don't know. And when we're going that way, we also go up on this hill, and there's another gigantic fire in town. When we get out of the town, they literally shut down the whole entire town. The only way you can get in is if you have a registration saying that you are an actually official citizen of Lake Chelan. And it was like, whoa, what in the world? It was amazing. Just could not believe it. But it was the first time I ever had to be evacuated. It's kind of like, so far, all the stories I've told have been pretty bad ones. So, you know. So, let's get on to the final segment, which is the main segment. This time, we are tackling bad intros. Now, the man who is doing this is MrBeast6000. You may not have heard of him. He's kind of small, but these videos, I've been watching a couple of them, and some of these are so bad, they just, like, make you cringe, but most of them are so bad, you're like, you just start laughing at them. So, I don't know if you can hear this, but I don't think, you can't hear this, so I'm just gonna be, like, telling you which ones are the best and which ones are worst. I'm just gonna be telling you. So, we're just gonna go through these. I've watched a couple of them. I haven't watched the beginning one, so let's just do this. The first video he made is making fun of YouTuber intros. Now, he is MrBeast6000, and he is going to be one of my shoutouts today. That is one of my shoutouts, is MrBeast6000. That is my shoutout. I forgot to give shoutouts, I'm sorry. Making fun of YouTube intros. So let's watch this. So he's just explaining what it is. He's downloading his intros. Okay. Oh my god. So, the first guy's thing is just literally a subscribe button. That's it. And some music playing in the background. The second one is a Minecraft. Well, it's not that bad. No, it's not. It's just Stumpy? What is that name? Stumpy. Yeah, why would you... He's like saying, oh, I've heard this music all the time. Are you joking? He's putting a whole bunch of clips and they're like really laggy. I have no idea. Oh my god! This guy's intro is 20 seconds long. His name is X Gangster Money. What name is that? So, the other guy just has, like, two AKs, and it just, like, goes in with a red button, and it's, like, workbench, furnace, dispenser, and then he puts his YouTube name, and it's, like, floating around on the screen. You barely can see that thing. It's, like, floating around. I don't even know. This video, first one's not very long. And then English Kid is just, like, I think it's just his name or something. His name with, like, really weird music. Oh, and the background changed to orange. Swag Gun. Oh my gosh. The guy's intro is basically just his name bending in weird ways. I don't even know what it's doing. It's bending like a freaking snake on a Monday chicken nugget run. It's weird. And it's like, his name has got like green, so it's like a epilepsy like thing image, like an epilepsy danger. What? It's just shaking around. And then there's a Bandicam inch watermark at the top. Let's go to the next one. The next one. So the guy has this weird intro where it's like, he literally just stuck his phone up to the screen and he's like, hey, look at this. Best intro ever, right? Right?
Right? Right? Right? Right?
And then he's like, yeah, I have an outro too. Why do you make a separate video to show off your new intro? I mean, you can just show it in the newest, like, main video you make. Is it just for views or something? Like, seriously, if you make a video just about your intro, you, like, that seriously is just begging for attention. And most of the people who do it literally probably have less than 5 subscribers, and the quality of their camera is like, oh my gosh, that is 2006 YouTube quality right there. Like, what? It is 2015 and your camera still is 2006 quality. What? Like, I mean, if you're going to make videos, at least get one that's like 2010 or 2008, 2009, something like that. Or make gaming videos and actually, like, pay money to do it. I mean, like, if you're gonna make something that like you really want to get subscribers on, don't beg people for subscribers and use equipment that probably isn't gonna work, like Bandicam or something like that, unless you really have some good content or funny stuff and you just don't have the money to do that. This guy used that one thing where it's like, and then it's like the same one as Stoompy or something. It's like one of those intro sites where you just buy one. I've used that before. I used that on a video. I didn't actually think I put it in a video, though. I don't remember. I've seen this before. People literally open up a paint document and just, like, play with the brush for, like, 5 minutes straight as their intro and just record it and, like, zoom up into it and it just has their channel name and it's like, really, really, can't buy your intro. Buy the intro, at least. I mean, you gotta make an intro in Microsoft Paint. And the guy just starts scribbling on the screen, just playing with the paintbrush. Like, what in the world? So this kid's intro is like, diamond, boom, boom, sword. Then there's a sign on it. And his name literally doesn't even fit in the sign. Like, he stole it from someone else and just took Microsoft, just took Windows Movie Maker and just put text over it. Like, and there's like pieces of gold and it just, his name is, okay, this guy did pretty bad, because, you know, it's a whole bunch of waveforms and it's like, call 911 right now. And I love dubstep. But for an intro, some music, maybe not just, you know, random music, you know, you find online, like, 9/11. Just like, yeah. And Steven from Minecraft, that's his name. Like, come on, some of these people's names don't even, like, could you just do a better job of making your name? Yeah, and I give this guy props because he actually tried to make this intro. Okay, and the next one is like an animation intro with a Bandicam watermark at the top. His intro is like so long. What is that? Also, people who literally just take a piece of paper and take pictures of it, that's not an intro, unless you do it right. If you're a stop motion animation channel, I understand. That is totally fine with me. You can do that. As long as it's not crappy stick figure drawings you made in fifth grade with your name on it. Like, what in the world? This guy's is just basically a boom. Like, him, like, drawing pictures of him stabbing people and killing people, and this guy's, like, what? Yeah, so, in this intro, everything looks cool, except for the title of the channel, Crazy Gamer R, because it looks like Microsoft, Windows Movie Maker again. Like, you just put text over an intro that he copied. It all looks pretty, except for the freaking title. Why? You're joking me. Sorry, I keep hitting my skin. This guy's thing is just basically looks like some guy smoking weed. What? This person, like, he proved it's from MS Paint, because literally the intro is basically, he took a cloud and just wrote on it, put his name down. Like, really, 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 really? Are you joking me? So, we're gonna move on to, the next one. We'll leave this one. Is the next one. You know, I don't like ads. So, let's do this. This person's intro is, da da da, music, I don't know. It's like, and then, like, when it comes on, it's just basically the bio symbol, you know, that you see in all the zombie movies. And it's just floating around, like, behind dubstep. I don't even know what kind of dubstep that is. He's like, now that everybody with epilepsy is having a seizure right now, I want to just make, I don't know what he said. He just said something about how he wants to make fun of. The next intro is basically what he thinks smoking weed would be like. Oh my god.
Okay. This intro is a horse running around and the color's changing. And then it comes down and it's like, un lente. It's like in French and it's like, new video. And then it shows their name and it has a Bandicam watermark above.
The horse, it's a black horse going around and like, what this... This guy's intro is just a whole, like, just go back.
It starts off,
sup, it's James, with a YouTube thing. Next, it goes to, vlog, sup, it's James. Then it goes to, the smiley face with sunglasses say, sup, it's James.
This next one has, like, zero... It doesn't have music. It's just a village in the background and a whole bunch of diamonds spinning.
It's just made with Cute Cut for iPad. And then it's Sagamon after that with swords and a little, like, weed smoking symbol or something.
Oh my god. This person's intro just unplugged my headphones accidentally. Is them spinning just... A still picture of them spinning around with IDK, I don't know what to say. No, that's him. And spinning around, it's just a picture of them. It's not even a clear background. There's a little bit of white. And it's this baby, and it's like electric, and like, it's like, babe, I can't even read that because it's pink on red. Do you know how colors work?
Ridiculous.
146. This one is the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa with classical music playing in the background. And what?
Oh my god. Then it goes to Five Nights at Freddy's 3 with MS Paint words above it. Just pink MSA paint with like those googly eyes. And it's like a gaming channel, of course.
And then it's like, I don't know if this is a new intro or something.
It's a kid, no shirt on, of course. Spiky hair, of course. Doing cartwheels, backflips, and stuff.
I don't even know if this is just more of the video or just, like, literally, like, an intro.
This guy's thing is, like, it's like, hello, it's me, everybody. Like, this is my intro.
And then it goes down because he's, like, saying that when he goes down, that's his name, and that's actually his name, like, his YouTube name. And it's like, subscribe, and it's like, creepy. It's what he did in Minecraft, he's recording Pocket Edition videos, which is basically what every amateur YouTuber who has no idea what they're doing is basically a 10-year-old child in his bedroom, probably under the covers going,
hey, I'm gonna go troll some people, make a good video out of it,
gets 3 views, everybody dislikes it, like, crappy audio. Crappy visuals. He's using an app that expired 12 years ago and doesn't even work. And then at the beginning, he's like comics, subscribe, enjoy, because he needs to do that because he gets 2 views a day.
Oh my god. So this isn't an intro, but this is just some guy recording himself and he stumbled upon it. Mr. Beast 6000 stumbled upon it while looking for bad intros. It's really crappy, you know. Really crappy camera work with no audio.
YouTube videos are supposed to have audio in them, unless you're doing a walkthrough. In that case, you don't really need audio. But a video with absolutely no audio, you know what?
I don't care anymore.
What is wrong with you people?
Like, what is that?
So, guys,
the next one is going to be the final one, and then I'm going to end it here.
If you want to see part two of this, because this was fun as crap to do, I will do that. Just, I don't care yet. I don't care. I might do a second part of this later, not next episode.
Oh my god, I've watched his other videos, and his other videos are like... So, he does this joke constantly, and I guess it started on Worst Intros on YouTube, Episode 3, because there's, like, 20 episodes of this. That's how many bad intros are on YouTube. And he always shows his intro, which is not so bad, I'd have to say. His intro isn't the worst.
It's not bad at all. It's just a joke where he's like, oh my god, guys, this is the worst intro ever. You'll never believe how bad it is. And then he's like, shows his intro. He's done it so many times. His intro is pretty awesome, I'd have to say, but looks like he came from Wolfsburg. He starts off this part and he's like, Mom, BM Gaming made a new intro. Oh my god, it's like 0 videos, 10 subscribers. Like, I know people with 10 subscribers. My friend, Pandamaster, doesn't have an intro, and he records with his phone. That's because he doesn't have the money to do it. But I mean, he actually tries with his videos. His videos have good content, not good camera work, but they have good content. He has a series now called where he goes shiny hunting because he's a shiny hunter in Pokemon. That sounds like really weird, like that should be a profession. I'm a shiny hunter in Pokemon, baby. Do you like them? Do you like them? Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do like them. Barely any audio, and it looks like he just went up to his TV screen and recorded a movie or something. No, he's recording him playing Advanced Warfare with those little arm things, doing a 360 no-scope that you can't even see. This guy is a WWE wrestling channel, and yeah, you can see the strings when he's jumping up to do it all, and the music behind it literally is probably just music from some kind of anime. English dubbed, of course. Oh my god, he switches to WWE wrestling so many times. The intro that was, it was like, it has no audio. And it's a whole bunch of creepy Barbie dolls, but, like, the next one, he says, is probably should be titled Five Nights at Freddy's on Weed. Oh my god. It's like that, thermal camera thing, animated, and it's just him, like, boom, butch, da, boom, butch, da, boom, butch, da, boom,
butch, da, boom, butch, boom, butch. So hilariously bad. His thing is this. He lights TNT in Minecraft, it blows up, and then his name appears, Burning Space. It's like in Pocket Edition too, so it's like he lights it and he only has like a couple slots, so, you know. And it's like Burning Space. Literally looks so bad. I'm not even joking. Background, it looks like he just went into Microsoft Word, put words, took a snapshot of it and just recorded it like doing stuff. And it's a star. The star comes up. This guy literally took his computer screen, put an Xbox controller up, and is now zooming into it. On the bottom it says video. Keep zooming up on it. It's pictures. It's literally a picture of him zooming up on a screen. A picture of him laying back. He kind of is ugly, I have to say. I'm sorry. Oh, and then he shows another kid. And he shows his 3DS. Like, the original 3DS. Now, I haven't seen many of these. I've seen one. And I know nobody else who has one. Most people have an XL. Those things look awesome. They're really sleek. But the original and another Xbox controller. And says Wyatt's Games. But you know who I think that is? I think that literally is someone I go to school with. I'm not even joking.
The next one is stop motion American girls going done. Lifting up their hands. Just bum one after another. And they all don't have eyeballs.
It's scary. They just go bum, bum, bum. And it's like, please subscribe for more.
Oh my god.
This next one is so hilariously bad. Picture of an LSP, background's like a rainbow thing, and they put a white thing over the eye to make it look like it's winking at you, and LSP Flower Puppy TV, like what kind of name is that? And the name is, I really, 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 really like you. Oh my god. So, next one is of course another LSP channel. It's like, the camera is spinning upside down back, black background, again, spinning upside down. She is, like, turning the heads. You seriously can see her hand turning the heads of the action, the figures. And, like, it's the name Kyle Woods, some dubstep Hunter Woods playing in the background, you know, stuff that you see, and, oh my god. Holy moly, that's a really close-up of that LSP's face. That was really scary. My guardian angel. Oh, it must be like a weird LSP show. That does it
for this episode of A Geek and a Podity, episode 2. Now, oh, my tea was cold. This one is gonna take a little bit longer, it's weird.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Jared, you don't have a very good intro either, or outro. You use the same music for your intro and outro. Like, seriously, update your stuff, girl. Like, and it's just you doing a voiceover and saying, this is episode something something.
I'm doing a podcast. I mean, if you have really, and my microphone quality isn't that bad either, guys. Right, 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 right. We all agree that my microphone quality isn't that bad. Except for those occasional sparks, which I have no idea why that happens at all. Why does it spark? I have no idea. Don't ask me. Now, I know that I am not the best at making intros or outros, something like that, but these people's intros and outros are worse than mine. And you might be like, Jared, you're overreacting to this as well. Like, most of these intros and outros, we can't see these. This is really bad quality because we can't see them. Well, I'm just trying to describe them to you, and this episode may not be even uploaded to iTunes. I have no idea. It might be really bad. It could be better than my comics episode. It could be, you know, phenomenally good. It could be the thing that brings me to the center stage. Now, last episode, I said, oh, go check out my subreddit. And I haven't made a subreddit yet. I will do that. Also, I'm not on Blog Talk Radio. I am on Pod-O-Matic, and you can go download my episode there. I will soon be on iTunes once I get, 1 to 3 episodes out. If you're already hearing this on iTunes, that means that you didn't have to wait. You weren't one of those people who saw it on Podomatic and was like, oh, but this is the day after I uploaded the first episode because I just saw this and I was like, totally, I should make an episode about this. This totally would be one of the most awesome things I could ever make one out of. And then I also was thinking in my mind, this could be one of the worst things I have ever done. So I was trying to see if I could record the audio, but I can't. So, you know, just, you know, and this isn't plagiarism. I mean, I copied a couple of the things he said just because some of the stuff he was saying was actually, logical, and I was like, oh, that's a good statement. I like that. You know, that sticks. So, anyway, guys, well, that's the end of this episode. That's the end of episode 2. Go to our subreddit, which I'm going to make, of course. Download this episode at Podomatic, Emerald Plays, the Emerald Plays, and visit. And thank you, thank you for listening to our episode and stuff. I will see you guys in the next episode. See ya!